as Teda bring you proof, she stam gineva yish baimhu. Look, as I have a proof that stam gineva, when somebody steals something from the owner, a ganif means you do it in front of the owner. No, forget, a ganif is hiddenly, is quietly, that the owner doesn't see you. A gazlan is in front of the owner. A ganif is quietly at night, you come in and take something. He says, Teda, bring your proof, she stam gineva yish baimhu. That if the owner did not see the ganif, and it was stolen, so minastam we say the owner was a miyayish. He gave up hope from getting it back. What's Rav Elazar's raya? Shirayom Ratari brings a raya from the Torah. The Torah says, Tofachu mochu mesham tashlum yabo v'chamishom. That we see if a ganef steals it, and then he makes a tficha, or he sells it, he's chayav dal v'hei. So what's his proof? Maybe even before yish. Just like tficha yichay, maybe for mechira. Elamai, you see, he holds that a mechira has to mean a good mechira. It has to be a mechira like a tficha. So therefore, you only chayiv, why? Because the owner was already miyayish, and therefore, when the ganav sells it, it's called the good mechira. Why is the bailam miyayish? Because that's the svara stam geneva. The bailam is miyayish. Like Rashi says, she stam geneva miyad misyayishin, that the owner gives up hope right away, and therefore v'yamochrim ganav liyachem miyad kona. The ikatar the yish v'shin rishus. Omimai, what's the proof? Because the Torah says yichayiv dal v'hei. So Mara says no. Vidilma maybe loy yaish. Maybe the owner was not miyaish. So it's a kasha. El alav mishum di amrinon stam gineva yish baylamu. That's Rav Elazar's raya. Like Mara is like is there speaking out. Maybe the owner was a miyaish. No. How do you know the owner was a miyaish? Elamai, the proof is the stam gineva yish baylamu. Vidilma from the Gemara afagav loy yaish. Maybe though, even though the owner was not miyayish, maybe still the Torah is mechayiv v'dal v'hei. Like what's Rebbe Lezer's proof? Maybe geneva, maybe you're gonna, and then you do a ma'aseh mechira. Maybe for that alone you chayiv, even though the mechira doesn't help. Is Amri Rebbe Lezer says no. Amri lois lakotayt of that you can't think that you chayiv for the mechira if it would not help, because dum yedet ficha, because the mechira has to be like the shchita. Ma tficha dahanu ma'asov, just like when you make a shchita. The shchita really helps. You shechted the animal, now the shchita helps. You can't take it back. Af mechira dehanu ma'asov. A mechira has to be that the ma'asim helps. That this ganav sells it, it's a good sale. Now, v'ilif ne'yish, if we're talking about that the bailim is not miyayish yet, ma'yahanu, how does it help? So, elamai, why does the Torah say yichayiv dal v'hei? It has to be, that's Rav Elazar's proof, that stam genev is yish bailim. Min ha'stam, we say, as soon as the ganav sold it, right away the owner gave up. Gemara says, still no. What's the proof though? V'dilma d'shamina d'yayish. Maybe the Torah is only talking about where we hear clearly that the owner said, I'm giving up hope. Like, what's the proof that stam gneva is yish? Maybe, true, the Torah says the chayav dal v'hei. Maybe only in a case when we heard clearly the Bailam said, I give up hope. So Rebbe says back, no, Amri, leisakotayda. That you can't think. Because the Pasuk says again, dum yidetficha. So now it says, anytime the ganav makes a tficha, he's chayav dal v'hei, and the same thing with the mechira. So ma tficha liyalta, just like a tficha means as soon as the ganav steals it. If he makes a shchita the next second, he's chayav. So af mechira liyalta. Mechira also means liyalta, even before the bailam found out about it. Mashm, as soon as the ganav steals it, right away if he goes and sells it, the mechira is good. So the pshat is because stam geneva is always called yish bailam. That's Rav Elazar, that decision from Blaz also, that we say that it's only chayiv dal v'hei if the mechira really helps. And therefore he has the proof that stam geneva is yish bailim. So we say the bailim was miyayish right away, and therefore the mechira helps. So he tells you, yes, the kasha. The anyway, it's kasha, but actually now, the mechira has to be just like the tficha. But that can't be. V'amamish liyalta kodim ediyaz bailim yefshir liyaz tumim the tficha. When the ganav steals it, he can mamash shecht it the next second. But to make a mechira, even if you want to say stam ganav is yish bailim, that's only when the owner finds out about it. If he finds out that it was ganav, then he gives up hope. But when the ganav steals in the middle of the night at 2 or 3 in the morning, so the owner doesn't find out about it till 7 in the morning. So the chura, if he steals at 3 in the morning and then he sells at 4 in the morning, why is the mechira good? The chura, the bailim didn't find out about it yet, so that's not called yish, because we hold yish lemedat lehevi yish. Yes, do me the tzvicha. Every yish lemidas. The kamlon kabayt lehevi yish. Mishloim with the tzvicha nami and derech the tzvicha liyal teinach nami. Stam tzvicha is as soon as you steal it. When you get home, you don't shecht at that second. Ad shiyavu lebeisai. It takes time till you get home. Therefore, over Teichkach, Mistame Yodim Abaylim.
Of course, the same thing also. So, kids, Tficha doesn't mean the next second you make a Tficha. It means you go home in a few hours. So, by then, Mistame, the owner already found out about it. So, Mela, it's called Yish by that time. So, Tficha Mechira is Shavu B'Shavu.
Omale Reb Yechanon. Kineva V'Nefesh Techiach. I'll bring you proof that the Torah doesn't need Yish. There's a pasuk if you steal and sell a nefesh. If you steal, you kidnap somebody. Kineva v'nefesh tuchiyach. Shein yish bailim. There's no pasuk of yish. V'chayif, and there you chayif. Rashi, kineva v'nefesh. Hagoyim if nefesh amachroi. If somebody kidnaps somebody and sells him. And there for sure ain't can yish, Rashi says. Shein odim is yayish al atzma. You can't be miyayish on yourself. Like you yourself, you can't give up yourself. For Achimon Echayv, and still the Torah says, Echayv Misa. Anfagab Lohani Maisav, it doesn't help what you did. So if you kidnap somebody, and then you sell them, Echayv Misa for that. Even though the Mechira doesn't help.
Echayv,
so it says, Mechlal, the Sovereign of Yechanon, Lefnei Yish, Chayv. So Mechlal from Yechanon, we see when the Torah talks about a Mechira, it does not mean a Mechira that helps. It means even a Mechira that does not help. The Torah just means if you do this maisa mechira, for that you're chayiv. So here you're chayiv if you steal a person, and the same thing by a ganav. And the ganav steals a shor, and then he does a maisa mechira even before the owner is miyayish, for that he's chayiv, hey. So now we can ask the question though, liyacha yishmai. What would Rabbi Yochanan say if the owner was miyayish? In other words, does yish help by gnev or not? So Rabbi Yochanan no mechayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, still you're chayiv dal vei. Because we hold Yish by itself does not help by a Geneva. So even though the owner was Miyayish, still, if you go ahead and sell it, Yish doesn't help. So it's called you're selling the owners, therefore you're still Chayiv, pay for it. Or Dal Hei, for Shlaka Shema Potter, Shlaka says, no, you're Potter. Why? Reb Yechon, no, Mechayiv, Chiyuvoi Ben, if Neyish Ben Liach Yish, it doesn't make a difference. Whether the owner was Miyayish or not Miyayish, even though Loyahani myself, still you're Chayiv Dal Hei. Because Yish is not Kona. So even though the owner was Miyayish, it still belongs to the owner. So you're selling something you shouldn't be selling, the Ganef is Chayif. Resh Lakish Shama Potter, Shlaka says, no, you're Potter. Why? Chiyuv Olafne Yish. When the terrorist says, you're Chayif Adal Vey, it's only if you sell it before the owner was Miyayish. Alright, turn over. It's only Lafne Yish, before the owner was Miyayish. Avul Yacha Yish. But once the owner was Miyayish, Kona. Veshlokah shows that Yish by itself is Kona by Geneva, or Gazlan. Therefore, Veshloyu Tefeach, Veshloyu Meicher. Once the Bailam was Miyayish, now the Ganav has the right to keep it. He only has to pay back money. So he's allowed to do what he wants. If he sells it, now there's nothing wrong. He can sell it. He's selling his own, but that he wouldn't be Chayiv Dalvehei. That's Veshlokah Shesvara. So kids, another Machlokes of Yechon, or Veshlokish, if Yish helps, by a Ganav or not. And again, we pass on Reb Yechonon that Yish is not Kona by Geneva. Eisvei Reb Yechon Reb Shlokish. So Reb Yechon has a kasha to Reb Shlokish. Says Alocha, go na fehiktish. If somebody steals the shor, and then he's makdish it, v'yachla kach tofach, and then he makes a tficher on it, mishan tashlumi keifel, he only has to pay that keifel, that's all. V'einu mishan tashlumi abo v'chamisha. But he's potter from paying dalvei. We'll soon see why. Since first he was makdish it, so that's called the yish for the shina rishus, so therefore, it doesn't belong to the owner anymore. Therefore, he's potter from the Alvahay. Now, Amos, what are we talking about now? When did the Ganav make the Hegdish and then sell it? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Lufnei Yish, before the owner was Miyayish. Because you stole the shore, and you took it home, and you were Makdish it, before the owner was Miyayish. So the word says, that can't be. Mi Kodesh, is the Hegdish Chal upon the stolen animal? The Pasuk says, Ish ki Yakdish es Beisai Kodesh. When you want to be makdis something, it has to be something like your house. So, Omer Rachamon of the Torah says, and we dash in, ma beisa shaloi, just like your house belongs to you, it's shaloi. So, af kol shaloi, anything that belongs to you, you have a right to be makdish. And shaloi here means really two things. It's you're the owner of it, and also it's in your rishus. It's still by you, it's in your possession. So here look through the ganif, if the ganif has it, and the owner was not miyayish, so pshit to the ganav can't be makdashit. It's not his. It doesn't belong to him. How could the ganav be makdashit? So the hegdish is not chal. Since so, when he sells it now, or shechs it, he should be chayiv dal vehei. Elo pshita for sure. We're talking about now liyachayish. We're talking about, of course, the bailam was miyayish. And therefore, if the Bailam was Miyayish, and now the Ganav goes and Zmaktish it, it's considered like a Shinu Rishus, because when you give it over to Hegdish, you're like taking it out of your possession into the Hegdish's possession, so it's called the Yish and a Shinu Rishus. Therefore, it's like a Chal Hegdish, and therefore it doesn't belong to the original owner anymore. So therefore, now if the Ganav makes a Tzvicha or Mechira, he's Potter from the Alvehei. But I call upon him, why is this only the time of the Hegdish? Only because the Ganav was Makdish it. Whereas Yish by itself would not help that the Ganav is Konarit. It's only because he also was Makdish it. He made a Shinu Rishus. Who do you aim to show me Abba v'chamisha? That's why the Ganav now does not have to pay a Dal v'hei. The Chi Kotofach, because when the Ganav makes the Shchita now, to Hegdish Kotofach. Since the owner was Miyayish, and the Ganav already made it Hegdish, so it's called Yish and Shinu Rishus, the Hegdish was Chal, so you're not Shechting the owners, you're Shechting Hegdish. So that's why you put it from Dal v'hei. But it's Mashma Abba loy Hegdish, Mashma of the Ganav was not Makdish at first, even though the owner was Miyayish. Then we would say, Tofach, Misham Tashlim Abba V'chamisha. If the Ganav, even after Yish, makes a Tzvicha, he has to pay the Alvehei. Now, V'yisak V'daitach Yish Karn, according to Yerush Lokish, then when the owner is Miyayish, right away, the Ganav owns it, it's his. If so, Amai Mishalin. Why, when he shechs it now, or sells it, does he still have to pay the Alvehei? Shalayu Tavea, Shalayu Meicher. So since it's Mashman, I that it's Mashman only because he was Makdashit. But Mashman, if the Ganav was not Makdashit, he would have to pay Dal V'hei. So here you see, Yish is not Kona. It has not become the Ganav's after Yish. So the Shlokas answers back like this. Omalei, Hocha B'mayaskino, we're talking about over here, to go and shake the Shu Bailim V'yad Ganav. The Shlokas says, no, it became Hegdashir. Not because the Ganav was Makdashit, but the owner was Makdashit V'yad the Ganav. So therefore, there's no Shinu Rishus, really. Could we be talking about now before Yish? We're talking about before Yish. So that's why, the only reason why it's put the Dal V'hei is because the owner was Makdashit. But if the owner wouldn't have been Makdashit, then it still belongs to the owner. That's why if the Ganav now makes a Tzvicha Mechir, he has to pay Dal V'hei. The whole question was, if it's before Yish, how could the Hegdash be Chal? So the answer is maybe that the owner was Makdashit, even though the Ganav stole it. For the Gemara, no, that can't be. O mi kodesh at the Hegdish Chal, I be Yomer Rabbi Yechanon. Gozal v'loi nisiyayishu abaylam. Somebody stole the shore, and the owner was not miyayish yet. So it comes out, the shaloi, who really owns the shore? The owner. Which rishus, who has the possession of it right now? The Ganav. So in such a case, Rabbi Yechanon says, Shneihem einon yechol mahakdish. Both of them cannot make Hegdish now. Zeh lefi shene shaloi. The Ganav cannot make Hegdish because it doesn't belong to him. If before Yish, the original owner still owns it. So since it's Ein Shaloi, you can't be Makdish like Beisoi. Ma Beisoi Shaloi, Av Kol Shaloi. V'zeh, how come the owner can't be Makdish? He still owns the shore, but still the fish Shaina B'Shusoi. It's not in his possession right now. If a Ganav stole it, right now Lamaisu has possession over it, the Ganav. It's called B'Shus HaGanav, not B'Shus of the owner. So therefore, even though it's Shaloi of the owner, he's the Bailim, but doesn't have possession over it. Therefore, the owner cannot be Makdashit. So that can't be the case here that the owner was Makdashit. The Chur has to be that the Ganav was Makdashit, and that's only Lacha Yish. So again, it's a Kashim Mashlokish. So when it says, Amri, I'll tell you, who the Yomik Tznuyin? Maybe this Bryce here goes according to the Tznuyin, the special people that were Tznuyin held themselves back. The Tznam, Choshev people, the Tznam learned like this, Hatznuyin Manich Nesamoyis. It's a question of Meiser. If people eat from your foods before they're poisoned the Meiser, and I'm going to take off Meiser Sheini. So you're afraid maybe someone will take off the food and eat it. So the Tznuyim, the Choshev people used to do is, Manichin Esamois, they would put down the money, the Yarmun, they would say, Kol Hanukat Mizeh, whoever takes off Tfua from this field, Yehem Chul Al Mois Elu. This money should be the money to be Mechal the Meiser Sheini onto this money. So it comes out, Rashi says like this, The Kerem Revai, the fourth year. The fourth year, you're allowed to eat the Tfuah, Kerem Revai, just it has like Kedusha, like Maisa Sheini, that you have to be Poydurit. So somebody has a field of Maisa Sheini, of Kerem Revai, the fourth year, he's afraid maybe some people will take it without being Poydurit. So he used to put down money and say, whoever takes it, it should be Poydur onto this money. So Rashi says, Menichim b'nei odim chasidim, people that are chasidim, shereitzim l'salak yidei kol odim min aveiro, they want to stop people from eating an aveiro, kishayesh lohem kerem revai. When they have this kerem, this vineyard, the fourth year is giving up fruit, the fourth year is growing. So locher is, you're allowed to eat it, but you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, or else you have to be poyder it. For choshishin shem oslim amen wavrit rochim, maybe people that are passing by the road will decide to take off a grape and eat it, but like pidyon without being poyder it. So what they did was, manichim moyes, they left down money. For Yerim, they said like this, kol hanukat mizeh, kol ma shalokatu b'nei odim hayoyim, mikan yehe mechul, alma, afagav the lesser rishusay, even though it's not their rishus, mifrak, still the pidyon helps. In other words, the pidyon was, after somebody took the grape, now that the person has the grape, he wanted his money to be poyder for them. V'tofas laham moyes pekdusha. So you see, this man the Yama holds, that even though it's ain't a rishusay, it's not in your rishus, still, you could make dinim, you could be makdashit. So maybe still that's the tremendous price over here. We're talking about that even though it's not in your rishus, it's not in your possession, but since you own it, you could be makdashit. So maybe here the case of the hegdish was not liacha yish, but only lefnei yish, and the owner was makdashit. So it wouldn't be a kasha against Rosh Lakish. For the Gemara of Arechoz or Karen Labailim, the money has to go back to the owner. So what's going on here? What's the mechira then? Rashi says, if the owner was makdashit, so then kefal amay mishalim. Why do you have to pay kefal? Then why does the ganav have to pay kefal? Harechaz v'kerem liyodim, the akdashor, kolech v'isoy, the kefal are mechayv v'kashanim says biya ganav, kishaboy the siv, and this is not biyodai. That, but it says kefal, Rashi learns is only if we find the ganeva biyad haganav. But if the bailim was makdashit, so the ganeva is not called biyad haganav. Like wherever it is, it's b'shust of Hegdish. Says so, he shouldn't be a chiv kefal. Here it says that the ganav has to pay kefal. If the owner was makdashit, so Hegdish, wherever it is b'shus Hegdish. But Reichos were carrying the bailim, they shouldn't be a chiv kefal. Smar says no, kishom de bedin. Rashi says, shabo edim kodim shet yishu bailim. We're talking about that edim came before the owner was makdashit. So edim came to Bezdin when it still belonged to the owner, therefore you have to pay that kefal. For the Gemara Hechidami, I di amri say tainloi. If Bezdin said, listen, you have to give him kefil, so then Mari ri hegdish, afil lo hegdish nami lo lechayvi. The Yom Rabba, because Rabba said, say tainloi. If the Bezdin said to you, you have to return this, then tofa kamocha, you went and shechted it, potter. You should know you're not chayv dalvah anymore. My timer, kivon de paskul le milsei, once you stole the shore, and if Bezdin gave a psak din that you have to return it, once Bezdin said to pay back, it's like the gneiva is finished. The gneiva is over. It's a new parasha now. You have a mitzvah to give it back. If you change your mind and make a tzficha now, you'll be potter from the alvehei. Because it's not a continuation like gneiva is if you stole it. And when it's still by you, you make a tzficha or mechira, then you chayiv the alvehei. But here, Bezdin already passed him that you have to return it. It's like the gneiva finished. Poskele milsa. For heaven like... So now what you're doing, Tofa Chomach, Hevel Gazlin, it's like you're doing a new Maisik Zeler right now. The Gazlin, Ein Mesham, Tashlim, Abod HaKhamisha. You're like a Gazlin right now in front of the owner. Like the owner knows you have it, and instead of you giving it to me, you're keeping it. That's a Maisik Zeler. A Gazlin doesn't pay the kefil. That's why he put this. That can't be the case here. So,